Please note that the information provided by Everyday Incredible is not intended to replace individual mental health treatment. If you're not currently working with a mental health professional counselor, we encourage you to find one that is a good fit for you. Hello and welcome to the Everyday Incredible Podcast. I'm your host, Carrie Kitchen. I want to help you find your balance, find your passion, and learn to make every day incredible. Today's audio blog is about getting healthy and finding a balance. What's the first thing that comes to mind when I say get healthy? My guess is that the majority of you, though maybe not all, immediately associate the phrase with physical fitness and dieting. Do you have another association? Physical wellness is only one dimension of many to take into consideration when you think of your overall wellness. The Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration, or SAMHSA, promotes a national wellness initiative focusing on the 8 dimensions of wellness. Those dimensions are emotional, financial, social, spiritual, occupational, physical, intellectual, and environmental. That's a lot more than just exercise and dieting. Ultimately, it comes down to giving each area of wellness adequate attention and keeping life balanced. Neglecting any of these areas can have a negative impact on overall wellness. Emotional wellness is described as coping effectively with life and creating satisfying relationships. Financial wellness is satisfaction with current and future financial situations. Social wellness involves developing a sense of connection, belonging, and a well-developed support system. Spiritual wellness includes expanding our sense of purpose and meaning in life. Occupational wellness is about personal satisfaction and enrichment derived from one's work. Physical wellness is recognizing the need for physical activity, diet, sleep, and nutrition. Intellectual wellness is recognizing creative abilities and finding ways to expand knowledge and skills. Environmental wellness involves having good health by occupying pleasant, stimulating environments that support well-being. Wait, we're supposed to dedicate time and energy to each of those areas? If you're like me, stopping there would feel pretty overwhelming. Sometimes it's just hard to keep life balanced, am I right? Sometimes it can be pretty tough to find time to do just the healthy eating and exercise alone. Then, adding in nurturing a social support system, dedicating time to your occupation, trying to balance the finances, fitting in time to focus on spiritual health, and we're not even to the bottom of the list yet. But we are not stopping there. Instead, as you continue taking part here at Everyday Incredible, we are going to explore the problem areas. We're going to put our fingers on those barriers that stand between us and meeting our wellness goals. Like with any overwhelming problem in life, it's helpful to take a controlled breath, step back, gather our thoughts, and come up with a plan. If we don't have a plan to achieve whatever goals we set, wellness or otherwise, the big picture just looks jumbled and discouraging. Where there is no vision, the people perish. There's something to that. We need to clarify our vision so we know where we're headed. Then we can figure out how we're going to get there. The first challenge I have for you is to examine your level of wellness. When you first heard that list, you may have had an area or areas seem to jump out at you. I'd like for you to go a step further and really assess each area. In our free membership group, you can find a worksheet to help you do just that. I look forward to hearing from you about your wellness worksheets in our free Everyday Incredible Ladies community. Talk to you soon. The descriptions of the 8 dimensions of wellness come from SAMHSA.gov.